We return you now to part three, The Castle of Missing Teeth.
Tight laughing. Look, aren't they beautiful, mother dear?
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Another pair of castanets for Signorita La Tiganota. That's 49 pairs I've got. One more pair, and she's promised to be mine. Oh. So much for the tatty plot. Quick, mother, hide under the carpet.
Right.
Come in.
Ah, good evening. Any possibility of contacting the police from here?
I'm afraid not.
Thank heaven, safe at last.
What brings you here at this late hour?
I'm lost, dear fellow, lost, completely lost. Me and the regiment were marching along, you know, and suddenly, quite by accident, me and the regimental funds took the wrong turning.
How rotten for the regiment.
Yes.
Don't they want you back?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. Everywhere you'll see my notices. Wanted, Major Bloodnock.
Ah.
I should say, look here. Why are you staring at me like that?
Your teeth. Are they false?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes. What's more, they're of great sentimental value. You see, they belong to my great-grandmother.
It must be wonderful to have a family heirloom.
Yes. Do you mind if I take my kilt off? It's rather hot in here. Whoa!
What's up?
That lump in the carpet. It moved.
Yes. It's the only carpet in the world with a moving lump.
It must be quite valuable, then.
It has a great sentimental value. You see, that lump belongs to my mother.
What a lovely heirloom to leave behind. A large moving lump. People aren't as thoughtful these days, you know.
This bucket you see is also an heirloom.
Mm-hmm.
Just bend over it and look at the bottom.
I can't see anything to it. Oh, oh me choppers!
Oh. Got them!
Not so fast, Dr. Longdongler!
Teeth!
We want our teeth! Where are you hiding these men's teeth?
We want teeth!
Silence! Silence! Don't move, any of you, or I'll shoot!
Fool! Put down the tin of potted shrimps.
And starve to death? Never!
Long Dongler, I'm willing to bargain with you.
What's your offer?
These outsized lady bloomers at 3 and 11 3.
Fool! The ones I'm wearing only cost 2 and 9 3.
Curse, I failed! Very well, another offer. Give these men back their choppers, and we'll see you get a fair trial, shot dead, strangled, and set free.
No!
Why not?
You might be lying, and it sounds risky.
Then, Ying Tong Idlipo.
Never, never Ying Tong Idlipo. No, gentlemen, I'll not be forestalled now. Ha ha! I'm too near my goal.
Offside, he's too near his
goal.
Shut up, Beckles.
Shut up, Beckles.
Shut up, Beckles.
Shut up,
Beckles. Shut up.
Help, help. Who's turned up the light? Who's turned the light out?
It was me. Ha ha!
Economical devil. Trying to save electricity, eh? O'Brien?
Yeah, begorra, mate.
Put on this invisible beard, creep up on the light switch, and while you can't see you, switch it on.
Okay, begorra. Okay.
Begorra! Right, men, open your eyes. The light's on.
Oh, got Dr. Longdongler. He's gone.
Don't worry. He won't get far in those cheap woolen bloomers. There's frost about. In any case, the moment he steps outside this castle, the wolves are bound to get him.
Why?
They're looking for a new goalkeeper. Men, to catch this Dr. Longdongler wouldn't be easy. He's very clever.
You mean?
We're going to need brains.
Well, I'll go make the tea.
Oh, great Scots and Bringe. Look there, down there. Look, Dongle is escaping.
Where?
There. Stick your head out of the window. Bandage?
No, thanks. O'Brien, lay out my leaving the castle suit. Ben, after him. One, two, out.
Out his hands, like bumpy old dumb tail.